Fret Film Radio. I'm Matt Micucci from the 2016 Carlo Vivari International Film Festival, and we are talking about Future Frames, the platform organized by EFP, and Fret Film Radio is media partner of the Future Frames. We're very happy to meet the participants of this year's edition of Future Frames, and one of them is the director of Elephant Skin and comes from Norway, and her name is Rebecca Fiegenschau. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So, the first question is kind of simple and obligatory. Would you tell our listeners a little bit of the story of your film, Elephant Skin?
Elephant Skin is kind of it's a family drama set in the Norwegian mountains, and it's a kind of a triangle between a mother and her father and her son. I'm aiming to show their collision in their perceptions, very different perceptions of what strength can look like.
Oh, very good. Sounds great. Is there any kind of autobiographical element in the story?
Absolutely. I think that the idea started coming to me as I raised my own child. Like, I was very confronted with the way that I myself was raised and what I wanted to maybe change and show differently to my
son. See. So, and does that come into your filmmaking a lot? You take personal things and you try and translate them to a story.
Yeah, my films are quite personal in general.
Really?
Yeah.
And you're happy to do that. Is it ever hard to kind of expose yourself in that way? Does it feel like sometimes it's too personal sometimes?
I don't really feel that I'm exposed in any way, because I choose subjects that I feel that I myself want to explore, and also, you know, subjects that I think are interesting in general as well. But it's just that I also have some personal experience that makes me able to tell a story within, inside perspective.
Oh, there you go. Let's talk about the film and the making of the film. What are the kind of challenges that you encountered while making the film? Was it difficult to make it, to make it materialize?
We had a lot of challenges when it came to our time frame, because we were already on a very tight time frame, and then the actors got sick.
Oh boy!
and we were up in the mountains, and it was very chaotic. So it was a very valuable lesson in just having to recreate or create on spot, maybe throwing out all of your plans and just reorganizing.
Does that impact the film in story-wise? Do you have to stay open to these changes, and maybe sometimes does it kind of show in the final product?
I think it's important to stay open, because I think there will always be some unexpected element in a shooting, and you just have to be able to think of different ways to solve the story. I don't know if I feel that it's that the film came out very differently than I thought, even if we had these challenges, actually. So, but of course, maybe in the details, but not in the bigger picture.
Okay, so the film was screened here in Carlo Vivari yesterday, that's right. How did it go?
It went very well. It was an excellent audience.
Okay.
It's really fun to be able to screen for film enthusiasts and not just for the film industry, because often it's a little closed, you don't really screen it to the people you actually made the film for. But here I thought that was really inspiring, and they were very engaged and asked a lot of questions, and
they really interacted with you then after the screening.
Absolutely.
And so the film, and you were selected to be part of Future Frames. So far, what's been kind of the good things about Future Frames? Can you kind of tell us something that you found particularly interesting?
I think that this whole event for me has been a very pleasant experience. I feel very welcomed, and I feel it's very well organized, and that they're really making an effort to actually promote us and our work, which is it's just just makes me very grateful, really.
Wonderful. And then also you have industry people talking with you. What did you think of the talks?
Yeah, you mean the master classes and
yeah,
they're great. They're really sweet and inspiring people. And I don't know if there's not necessarily that it's so much new information. It's a lot of the things that you've heard before, but it's always like when you hear different people speak, it's slightly different perspectives and different energies, and it's just inspiring. Yeah.
Is there anything in the future, future projects, future ambitions that you would like to talk about?
Yeah, actually, I'm working on my first feature film right now. I'm developing it, the script, and it's kind of In this film, I'm working with a child in the lead role. But the film is aimed for an adult audience.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about a child that's very eager to be close to her mother, which she has a very turbulent relationship with. And when she finally connects with her, she has found Jesus and God. So the film is really about how she kind of experiences that she loses her mother to God.
There you go. Well, watch this space then. Thank you very much for joining us. It was a great pleasure meeting you, and I wish you all the best.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.